Hi, this is Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Body, and The 4-Hour Chef, and you're listening to David Wood on the Kick-Ass Live Show.
Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face and get a little spring into your step and allow me to give you a little push in the bottom. That's right, a little kick in the rump. Now, you know, last night I was making pizzas. For all my friends were coming over. So today we're going to be doing a few fun facts about pizza. Do you realise in Italy there is a bill before Parliament to safeguard the traditional Italian pizza, specifying permissible ingredients and methods of process, excluding frozen pizza for sure. Only pizzas which follow these guidelines could be called traditional Italian pizzas, at least in Italy. The largest pizza ever made was at Norwood Pick and Pay Hypermarket in Johannesburg, South Africa. That's right. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the pizza was 37.4 metres in diameter and was made using 500 kilograms of flour, 800 kilograms of cheese, and 900 kilograms of tomato puree. This was accomplished on December the 8th, 1990. Now, the most expensive pizza ever created was by a restaurateur called Domenico Crolla, who created a 2,745... Oh my goodness, $2,745 price. It's called Valentine Pizza, which included toppings such as sun-blushed tomato sauce, Scottish smoked salmon, medallions of venison, edible gold, because we all need a little bit of edible gold, lobsters marinated in the finest cognac, and champagne-soaked caviar. Sounds disgusting. All right. So the most extravagant pizza is available at New York's Nino's Bellissima restaurant. Topped with 6 varieties of caviar, chives, fresh lobster, and creme fraiche. This 12-inch pie called the Luxury Pizza is $1,000, $125 a slice. Is this crazy? I can't believe it. Now, do you realise we consume around 251,770,000 pounds of pepperoni every year? Now, that's just in this part of the world. Oh, me goodness me. And the most popular pizza toppings in Japan are squid and mayo. It's called Jaga. Mayonnaise, potato, and bacon is really what it is. Okay, there you go. And the highest grossing single unit independent pizzeria in the nation, in this nation, is called Moose's Tooth Pub and Pizzeria in Anchorage, Alaska. Its annual sales are approximately, wait for it, ladies and gentlemen, approximately $6 million. Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard? I think so. Anyway, you know, I'm off to Africa soon, so I think I'll play a little song. What do you think? Yep. Anyway, so I thought I'd share a little blog post that I was reading. A thousand little things happy, successful people do differently. But there was this blog post, and I can't see who wrote it, so I apologize for not giving credit where credit's due, but it doesn't say the author's name. I can't see it anyway. So they talk about the 10 things you need to know before it's too late. Now, I know we've talked about some of these things, but I still think it's a nice little blog post. So the first one is, this moment is your life. Your life is not between the moments of your birth and death. Your life is between now and your next breath. I really like that. So your life exists between this second and the next time you breathe. And that's why getting present is so, so important. He says, the present, the here and now, is all that life you ever get. So live each moment in the full, in kindness and peace, without fear and regret. And do the best you can with what you have in this moment, because that is all you can ever expect of anyone, including yourself. Number two, A lifetime isn't very long. This is your life. You got to fight for it. Fight for what's right. Fight for what you believe in. Fight for what's important to you. Fight for the people you love and never forget to tell them how much they mean to you. Realize that right now you're lucky because you still have a chance. So stop for a moment. Take a breath. Realize how lucky you are. Live in the moment. And think, whatever you still need to do, start doing it today. There are only so many tomorrows. Ha. Huh. Yes. Number three, the sacrifices you make today will pay dividends in the future. Now, I mean, I get that, and I do mean that, and because I think that there is a price to pay for things, and you know there's a commitment that you have to make to things, and it's like the show. I mean, you know, sometimes it can be inconvenient. Like right now, we're running to the walking clinic because we have to get a couple of things to take with us on this trip, in case we get the runs on the mountain. Apparently, you need some stuff. I said, why don't we just bring some gravy powder? I don't know. It's been a long night. Anyway, so yeah, you know, we gotta pay the sacrifice. We gotta make that sacrifice. Number four, when you procrastinate, you become a slave to yesterday. But when you are proactive, it's as if yesterday is a kind of friend that helps take the load off your back. So do something right now that your future self will say thank you for. Yeah, can you imagine you have to meet up with your future self and your future self looks at you and say, you lazy bugger, you know, you just sat around doing nothing all the time. I don't know. Anyway, so we're going to go through these, but I think it's time for a little song. What do you think? You know, number five, failures are only lessons. I mean, you know, some of us don't realize this. And I've had so many of these things where, I mean, even embarrassing, you know, just some stupid things I've done. And I look back on and I wouldn't change any of them. I wouldn't. And it's hard when you're in the middle of it. Like right now, if you're in the middle of something, you know, you've embarrassed yourself, you've done something wrong, you've done something illegal. You've started something, it didn't work. You know, that's just to understand that it's just a life lesson, and sort of build on that. But I see a lot of people stopping. I know my dad went into business right after the army and it didn't work. And that was the last time he ever tried. Not because of him, actually. I think he would have done it. But because his wife, they lost some money and she just didn't trust anymore. She didn't trust that, you know, in that ability instead of just sort of building on the lesson. And it was really just having the wrong partner. Number six, you are the most important relationship. Happiness is when you feel good about yourself without feeling the need for anyone else's approval. That's right. You must first have a healthy relationship with yourself before you can have a healthy relationship with others. Now, I talk about that all the time, but that's in this. I'm just reading it as it is. Well, I'm reading some of it, and then I'm just adding in some little bits here and there. So that's really important. To build that. And I think that, you know, self-love is definitely something that every single person that's on my show, the Kick-Ass Life Show. And by the way, oh my goodness, because I'm going away, I had to get some shows ready. And yesterday I had a marathon, but it was so, so beautiful. So many beautiful guests coming up. I spent some time with Tim Ferriss yesterday, the 4-hour work week, the 4-hour body, and the 4-hour chef. Brilliant man. I actually got a sense that he was a savant. Just very, very brilliant. Dr. Judy, you may know her as a sex therapist, but what a fascinating woman and so courageous. I know that we're going to become lifelong friends. I told her about Africa. You know what she did? She said, I'm coming. I'm leaving in like 4 days. And this is a woman. I mean, I don't know her exact age, but I imagine she's in middle to late 60s, maybe even early 70s. I'm not sure. But she's like, I'm in. I'm coming. And I got an email last night from her saying that she's bringing a videographer. And that's what I love. I love people that can just reach into the moment and seize it. Yes, let's go. And then my good friend, Coot Blackson. So three amazing people I spent time with yesterday. It's so gratifying. And then last night we made homemade pizza for everyone. And so that's what I was doing. That's why we had to Pizza Facts. And beautiful night with friends. And my kid was, Benny was playing the guitar and Mark was playing the guitar and Ben was playing the guitar. And then Jasper was playing the guitar, you know, all the kids and the adults just having fun. So awesome. That leads to number eight, small acts of kindness. That's right. Small acts of kindness can make the world a better place. And I think that, you know, you can look for those in every single moment. There's a chance to do it, a random act of kindness. I totally believe that when you focus on other people and you focus on helping them, it's a shift inside. And you can see, I mean, I've stopped my car and ran. I live so much in the moment that the other day could be like a year ago. So I'm not quite sure when this happened, but it was not so long ago. And we're driving along, got the kids in the car, and I see a whole group of kids all dressed up, and a woman about to take the photograph, and I could see the woman was with them. So I pull over to the side of the road, car running, doors open, traffic going by, and I run down and said, "Do you want me to take a photograph of all of you?" She's like, "Oh, please, please." And I took like three or four, and I made them do a goofy shot. And, you know, what does it take? Nothing to notice, nothing to stop the car, nothing to jump out. We had a big hug, ran off, jumped back in the car, drove away, right? And I think those moments are very, very precious. But another song. You know, here we are, number nine. Behind every beautiful life, there's been some kind of pain. You know, I think what I like about this is that everyone has had their own journey, and that's why I love immediate forgiveness, and I love to see past the outside into what's going on the inside. And I think when you talk to the best part of someone, the best part emerges. So we all have that, and sometimes it's hard with your kids. Clean up your room! But easy to do with practice, but you know, I know it's sometimes harder with the people closest to us, but still, a great way to practice is just, you know, give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and if they made mistakes, forgive them. And I mean, if they keep making them, but you know, everyone deserves a chance, right? And the last one, time and experience heals all pain. True, you know, it does. It is. It's one of those things where, you know, you're, you know, whatever's going on. It's like, you know, a friend of mine passed away. I'll dedicate the show to her, Christine Healy. She's the one that really helped me with the 7 steps of happiness. And, you know, she just had a battle with cancer and she passed away. And you go on my Facebook page, you'll see photos of her. She's gorgeous. Inside and out. And so this is a tribute to her, her family, her kids. Anyway, saying that, I know I'm a little bit over. This is like 700-second show, but guess what? There it is. So there's our 10 little lessons from this wonderful blog. And I'm sorry I can't tell you who said it because I can't see who wrote it. Anyway, take care. Have a good one. See you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.